What's up, everyone? Alex here, ajnashville.com. So thanks again for tuning in. Another week, another episode, another journey through my mind and the things that I have roll around. You know, it's kind of funny because literally the days that I commit to doing my podcast, I start thinking about a lot of things and I almost screenplay, so to speak, what it is I'm going to talk about. I do want to warn everybody, and I say this more for respect for your family and the people around you than anything. This podcast does and will contain some explicit language. So that being said, just be aware of that. I would never want to do something or say something that would offend your children if they happened to be listening. Speaking of offending people, now that we got that out of the way, today's podcast is going to be about us worrying about what people think about us, right? It's something that at some point in our lives, if not currently, maybe previously or recently, you know, we have a concern of how we dress or how we look or what we do or what we say or the things around us and things like that, and how people judge us. And it's a journey that, you know, we consistently go through. And when I say we, I mean me. It's a journey that, you know, I've had leaps and bounds over. I'll give you an example of it. At one point in my career, I thought that I had to have a three-piece suit and a tie and everything else in order to appear to be successful so I can be accepted by the people. And then as I progressed in my career, I chose to wear t-shirts and shorts and things like that. And myself, I got inside my head and thought, well, people are going to treat me different because I'm not dressed in a suit. I'm not dressed in a tie. And then at some point I decided, you know what? I don't care. There's 7.8 billion people in the world. I'm not going to appease everybody. In fact, somebody may not like me because I'm tall. They may not like me because I'm tattooed. They may not like me because I'm ugly or I'm attractive or whatever the case may be, right? There's going to be somebody that doesn't like you for something regardless of what it is you do. It doesn't matter if it's your actions. It doesn't matter if it's the way you look, how you dress, whatever that may be. There's always going to be somebody out there judging you. The difference is how much effort are we going to put in to appease the people that we think we need to appease in order to arrive in the place we want to arrive to. Case in point, real estate agents. All of you that are listening to this know that I run a mortgage company. And there's a thought process that as a loan officer that you have to work with every realtor that gives you a chance to work with them. And that couldn't be furthest from the truth. In fact, I've made it a part of my career to select who it is that I consistently work with simply because I don't want to work with people and have to be fake around them. I don't want a real estate agent to pop up at my office and come to the back and see that I have t-shirt and shorts on. Like today, I'm literally wearing Under Armour shorts and a t-shirt. I'm going to the airport. Do you think I give two shits what people think about me or if I can fly comfortably, if I can navigate through the airport and get to my seat and do all that stuff and be comfortable while doing it? Because the fact of the matter is the way I dress doesn't determine my success. What does is my mindset. And so when I put less effort into thinking about what it is that other people think of me, I can put more effort mentally. Remember last week, we talked about that room inside your head. And if we fill it with these little boxes that don't matter, we suddenly become full and we don't have the additional room for some of the other things that are important to us. That falls in this category. If I'm out worried about what different people think about how I appear, how I act, how I talk, the jokes I make, the things I do, if I am worried about that, then I'm filling my room with stuff that's not important. I'm not allowing the space for the things that are. Now, that being said, that doesn't mean you shouldn't know your audience, right? Most people know I have a very dark sense of humor. Where does the dark sense of humor come from? It comes from trauma. It's a way that I'm able to deal with the things that happened in my past and the way I was able to process through and the way I was able to survive when I was young. Trauma. Trauma is what produces my dark sense of humor. Trauma is what makes my sense of humor funny to me. Trauma is what makes the sense of humor funny to some of the other people. Guess what? A lot of the people that I get along with really well, what do they have in common? Trauma. Weird, right? But knowing your audience, not everybody thinks the things that you may think are funny. Not everybody may think the things that you think are serious as well. So knowing the people you're around doesn't mean that you're concerned about what people think of you as much as you're mindful of other people. That's called respect, right? There's a difference in that. And that's a lesson that I've had to learn is you can't go wide open, no filter all the time. You sometimes have to be mindful of the people. Now, will I change who I am around the people? No, I'm just being respectful. It's kind of like if you're a smoker. If you're a smoker, you don't blaze up in the middle of the restaurant. You take your ass outside with the rest of the smokers. Why? Because nobody wants to smell like your nasty ass cigarettes. That's why. And so that's called respect. It's also regulation. And to that point, nobody regulates what it is we say, what it is we do. But we do have to be mindful of other people's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, right? If you want to wear a shirt with a gun on, it's hilarious. Listen, I flew from Kansas City last week and had a layover in Chicago. Chicago is easily known as one of the most restricted places as far as firearms are concerned. I am wearing a t-shirt, and on that t-shirt, there's an AR-15 with an American flag coloring across of it, and it says, "Live Free." And as I'm walking through this airport, I start to realize I am getting some different looks by different people. And you know what? I don't care. I didn't change my shirt because of my destination. I didn't put it on because of my destination. I put it on because it is an expression of how it is I feel. It's not offensive to other people. It may be. It may be offensive to other people, but it's not outright offensive. I'm not in people's faces saying things I shouldn't be, right? The other thing is, it's kind of funny. I sent out a text message a week or two ago, and this is where I'm talking about. There's always that growth, right? There's always the growth opportunity. Don't ever think for 1 minute, somebody you see on Facebook, someone you listen to on a podcast, someone you see on a movie, don't ever think for 1 minute there's not room for those people to grow. Because if you think that, there's some fixing to do inside your brain, because no matter where you are in life, there's always room for growth. And I send out this text message. I do a weekly update to my partners that I do business with. And in that, I said, "Hey, I'm sorry. This is a long text." This friend of mine, she texts me back and she said, "Hey, stop apologizing for providing people valuable information." And I thought about that. It stirred around in my head for quite some time. I thought about it and I said, you know what? She's absolutely right. Like I got permission to intrude in these people's lives once a week. They gave me permission to do it, and I'm providing them with factual information. I should not be apologetic that the post is long, short, it's late, or anything like that. They're receiving the information they intended on, and for me to apologize devalues the information I'm giving them, right? And I really sat and thought about it, and I said, you know what? She's absolutely right. Why would I do that? Right? Why would I put myself in a position when these people are expecting to receive this information? I should be unapologetic about what it is I provide. Now, should I be apologetic if I offend somebody? Depends on the circumstance. There's 7.8 billion people in the world, and as you've listened to this podcast, several more have been born. The fact of the matter is we won't appease to everybody. We just won't. Not every opinion will line up with everybody else's opinion. But as adults, we're able to talk about those things, right? We're able to navigate through life and say, whoops, there's a speed bump. What do we do next? Well, we can be adults and we can talk. We can be adults and decide our opinions don't align and our values don't. We no longer have to associate with each other anymore. There's all those options, right? You see it on TV. People that are just spun out of control, very hard-headed and unwilling to listen to other people. It's not the way things should be. You should be able to digest and have conversation with people, stick to your guns, but be open to the fact that you might be wrong. Again, at the end of the day, you as a person, never apologize for who you are. Always be willing to change. Those are the two biggest things. Always be willing to change. Always be willing to grow. Never allow yourself to stay in a state of ignorance. Always analyze what it is you do. If your behaviors and actions match up with your end goal, then what's it matter if people don't like it? You'll have family members that will literally deflect you because they don't like something about the things you do. And you have to make a decision. Do you change that? Or do you go on with what it is that you're determined to do? You know, it's funny, as I continue to grow in my career and in my life and in my family and everything else, I had people that started to break away. And they started to break away because the things I was doing wasn't aligning with the things they were doing. And that's okay. It's okay. I don't want to go to the club anymore. I have no desire for that, right? I don't feel like staying out all night. I would rather go to the baseball field with my kids. And that's the adaptation and the growth and everything else. But it's okay. There's nothing wrong with those people. We're just at a different point in life. Not everybody's going to arrive to the same point. Remember, we talked about the trees and the hikers in the last podcast? Some people hike slower. I mean, let's face it. I was in my mid-30s before I started realizing some things needed to change. As an adult, as a 41-year-old man, there's some things that I look at and I say, man, I've got to change that. That's part of growth. The thing is, you always have to strive to just be 1% better than you were the day before, but don't make that 1% be better or change because of something someone said or did or convinced you of that may have been wrong. That doesn't mean don't accept criticism. Criticism is some of the best things. As long as you're able to process, you need to ask yourself, why is this important to me? What is it about this that makes this a thing I need to focus on? So my message to you today, on a Friday, right? I try to make these messages short. I try to make them very simplistic. I try to share the things that have happened in my life. Because it's easier to describe those things in depth when I've been there, right? It's easier to look back. They say hindsight's 20/20, and it truly is. There's clarity after we do certain things. That's why I ask of you, if you make a determination, a decision to do something, you process in your head, is the decision that I'm going to make the right one? Does it help or hurt the situation? Does it help or hurt the person that I'm dealing with? Does it make the relationship stronger or worse? You have to realize your mind works faster than any computer on this earth. And once you train it to process those thoughts, it becomes very natural to do. So like I said, I leave you with this. Never change who you are to appease the people around you. Always be the person that you want to be based on the goals that you have in front of you. Decide if what you're doing helps you achieve the things you are after. If it does not, then change paths. But never change paths because somebody steps in the middle of yours and says it should be different. It doesn't matter if it's your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your wife, your husband, your whatever. If you are convinced that what you're doing is the right path, and you've analyzed your situation, and what you're doing is not hurting the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness for other people, then make that determination. Stay headstrong. Stay ahead of it. And continue to do what appeases you, not what impresses others. Thanks so much, as always, for taking the time to tune in. It's funny, I look at the analytics of the podcast and I never get caught up in the numbers because if somebody's listening, they're the right person listening. And I continue to see the growth return to where we were at before I stopped doing the podcast on a regular basis. And I'll tell you today, I'm on a super tight time crunch, but I knew that I owed it to you, the listener, to spend my time to come in here and speak my thoughts so we can continue to grow together. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.